Data Sacha saw that Chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim was today sentenced to 10 years in prison by a special CBI court for raping two women followers over a period of time. The CBI judge Jagdeep Singh, who was flown to Rohtak jail, gave 10 minutes to each side to present their argument. The CBI had demanded life imprisonment for Gurmeet Singh, saying there were at least 45 more victims who were yet to come forward. On the other hand, the defense sought leniency, citing Gurmeet Ram Rahim's age, health, and his social work.
Winter finally kicks in as Game of Thrones Season 7 comes to a close. Titled The Dragon and the Wolf, the season finale might not be the best experienced by the fan, but it does make the picture clear for the final season of the franchise. Most of the episode takes place in Dragon Pit, where our favorite characters are convincing a stubborn Cersei Lannister about the real war, but it's the last 30 seconds that gets your heart racing and fills it up with contentment, joy and fear in respect to order.
In a major boost for the BCCI, the Supreme Court has rejected Subramanian Swamy's plea for e-auction of the IPL media rights. Swamy had said that keeping in mind the Lodha Committee diktat, there should be a transparent process of e-auctioning. But the Supreme Court has clearly said that it will not interfere with the IPL bidding process.
Board members at Uber have finally decided upon the next chief operating officer for the company. After 2 months of the previous CEO, Travis Kalanick, stepping down from his position, Dara Khosrau Shahi has been now selected to be the next Uber CEO. Now, Khosrau Shahi currently serves as the CEO of Expedia, which is an online travel portal, and he is yet to formally accept his position as the next Uber CEO.
After crossing the milestone of opening more than 300 dealerships in India, Renault has made a big announcement. They will be launching the Captur crossover in India this year itself, and we say that it will be launched by the upcoming festive season. You can read all about it and more on news18.com.